Hi, I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're blessed to have two professional church workers join us today in Tyler Seehafer and Luke Esselman. In the very near future, you can see them and hear them on our YouTube channel at the District and throughout our social media and e-news. They'll be hosting a video cast called The Professional Church Worker. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Hey, why don't you tell us what this is all about?
We're glad to be here, Jeff. Thanks so much for having us on. I'll give a little background of how it started the past 7 months, taking the position with the District Commission Ministry Advocate. And I've been thinking a lot about how can we use technology to be resource to connect with our workers in the district. And honestly, I had no idea. But I was out and about meeting with workers, and I stopped by St. Paul Ann Arbor. And actually, before I stopped there, Tyler reached out to me and said, "Hey, I've got an idea. I'd love to run past you." And I said, "Awesome. You know, I'm going to be in the area. Can we meet?" And we got to talking, and Tyler had fantastic idea of doing this video series, vlog, if you will. And I was like, this sounds like an answer to prayers. Like, I want to do something with technology. And Tyler's got this awesome idea. Tyler, do you want to talk about it some more?
Yeah, I just, I've been doing church work here for about off and on for 12 years. And I always jump on online and on YouTube and to look at what are other church workers doing, what info's out there. And there's like one kind of like e-free or non-denom church that has like a pretty decent, like good information, very specific to like youth ministry. But aside from that, there's not a whole lot out there. I'm like, man, I have so many friends who are professional church workers. I mentor young professional church workers, like new into the ministry. And I'm like, it'd be great if we could share this information kind of more widely with more people. And Luke with his new position at District, and just Luke, me knowing Luke, and I've always respected him and all that he does and his longevity in his congregation. And I'm like, man, I'd love to partner with Luke and just kind of do this and share tips and tricks and information and stupid stuff too, just what we can connect kind of with our unique second chair position that we hold. So that's kind of how it was a 5-minute idea I gave to Luke, and now this is where we're at.
Now you've got hundreds of hours to fill. So
yeah,
it turns into that. That's perfect, right? Luke, why don't we begin with you? Go ahead. Obviously, you work at the district of we've talked about and we know well, but that's not your only job. So why don't you start when you can share your background, and Tyler, we'll talk to you here in a second too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Born and raised in the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod, like many of us, and I did the math the other day. 21 years of total LCMS education, and so I've been connected with workers and especially commission workers through teachers and whatnot for many, many years. I've now served at Grace in Coopersville, Michigan, as their DCE for almost 15 years. And as I know Tyler will share as well, just have a passion for connecting with commission workers and pastors, but we're specifically focusing on the DCEs, the directors of family life, the directors of church ministries, the deaconesses, the directors of parish music, etc. And that's been one of the joys I've had, I think, in ministry in the past 15 years, is just connecting with different workers that come from so many different backgrounds, do so many different things in their congregations or RSOs or camps, whatever it is. And just connecting with them and hearing their stories, hearing what's exciting them in ministry. And how, maybe we can partner and stuff. So that's kind of why I like what Tyler and I are getting to do here, but also a little bit, I guess, about my background in ministry. So,
yeah, Tyler, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not as well esteemed as Luke. I only have 13 years in Lutheran education. I went to public high school, and I only did 3 years at Concordia. It was my third college. Took a little bit of figuring out what God was calling me to do, and got to go there, Concordia, Wisconsin, and did that 3 years, which was great. But I grew up in the church, like Luke was saying he did, and worked with church workers and had a DCE, and kind of grew up in seeing all that. And then to be able to serve, I'm currently in my third congregation. I also served at an RSO for a bit. And I also walked away from ministry for a couple of years, pandemic related and some other things too. And I was just like, God, like, what's going on? Like, why are we doing this? And lo and behold, he pulled me back into ministry about a year and a half ago. And it's always been on my heart. And I've continued to mentor people throughout, even when I wasn't currently rostered at a congregation, but just this passion to like, let's keep talking, let's keep supporting each other. I know the reasons that I left ministry for that time are very similar to a lot of other people who left ministry. And I'm like, man, if we can help people before they step into that, whether that's helping them make healthier choices or helping them communicate with their congregations better, especially now that we have Luke in this position, it's just so exciting. I had a great district representative when I was in the North Wisconsin district who worked a lot with us, and Lee was an awesome guy, and I really respected everything he did. And so I'm like, man, if we can offer that through our little channel, let's do it. But yeah, so that's kind of my background. Ben, like I said, served in a few different congregations, did some work at most ministries for a few years, now I'm at St. Paul Ann Arbor.
Why don't you break it down? Tell us a little bit about some of those topics that you're going to discuss in the video. What are you going to talk about?
I think the first thing we said we wanted to talk about was burnout. And that's mm-hmm. just like, I feel like everyone talks about it all the time. Like we just do, and everyone knows it. But if we can talk about it in a way to, first of all, just say, yeah, it happens. Like, I don't know that you can prevent it from happening, but I think what you can do is identify it. If we can help people identify what you can do when it's happening and what's causing it. There's so many different things that cause it. And sometimes it's out of your control, what's causing it. But then what can you do and how can you connect? And I keep saying Luke, and Luke's like, well, people can talk to you too, Tyler. But like with Luke being the district rep, you know, how can he walk through it with you? And then I could just be the guy who's working at a church who has some experience too. But burnout, the call process is something, especially for new people, but also like I've been through the call process multiple times and Luke's been through it once. And there's different insight there. Like, what does it mean to take a new call? What does it mean to take your first call? What should you consider? What are healthy practices to discern? Is it time for you to be open to a call or do you got to finish up what you're doing where you're at? Luke, I don't know if you want to share some other ideas that we had too.
Yeah, sure. You know, you shared some very serious ones, but hoping to have, you know, have some fun with it too, and maybe offer some, we keep throwing around the tips and tricks sort of thing. And, you know, maybe just like, I'm doing youth ministry. I'm looking for a new fundraising idea. Here's one that has really worked for us. Resources. I think we live in an age that have so many resources out there, from books to potentially video series, like the Professional Church Worker. Also, you know, if we, you know, Tyler knows so many workers. I think I know quite a few workers as well. If we know someone that's really excelling in an area of ministry, mm-hmm. We would love to highlight them. And create perhaps an opportunity for them to connect with workers who, you know, could use some help in that particular area of ministry. You know, we've talked about doing on-site Lutheran potlucks as, you know, part of the series as well. I think that has to happen. You know, and so we want to touch on some, as Tyler's, you know, was hitting, some really important topics that so many of us go through, are very serious, but we also want to have fun with this. And so I think there's a lot of things we can do, and Tyler and I don't struggle to fill the air.
That's good. Well, I, You know, you talked about burnout, but what are some of those other unique challenges to your job that you really want to help people through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think too, like getting connected with other church workers, I think that's like huge. And that relates with burnout and it also doesn't, but like we have this in Michigan, we have this, the clusters, right? And so like there, and I think like if I didn't have my cluster back when I took my first call here to Michigan, I would not have lasted as long as I did. I would not have been able to get through some of that stuff, I don't think, because I had these awesome mentors when I was, you know, 24 and these guys were in their 30s and they're like, hey, Tyler, yep, that happens at our church too. It'll be okay. Like you'll get through it. Or here's this struggle I have with this high school student opening up about something or, you know, whatever. So highlighting, getting other professionals, not just us here on this YouTube channel or whatever it ends up being, but other people who are professionals, getting you plugged into them. Don't do this alone. Don't let it be that you hear about silo ministries at a church. Well, also being silo ministries at church workers isn't good. Like we're all here to support each other. We're unique in that. And I think kind of what Luke was saying too, is like, we also want to bring guests on our show and, hey, this person does really awesome women's ministry at their church. Let's bring them in. Hey, this person has a cool seniors ministry. You know, have them come talk about that. Like this isn't, yes, Luke and I both focus very much on youth. That's not what this show's for. It's that's part of it. It's not everything.
You know, I think isolation, as I think Tyler was really hitting there, is such an issue. I think, you know, especially like even in the cluster system, you know, there are those who don't feel like they can come either because, well, my ministry doesn't quite fit family ministry or youth ministry or they're literally hours away, even in Michigan, from one of these clusters. Mm-hmm. This is our series here is another opportunity to connect with them. Even if it's not face-to-face, you know, you're not alone in ministry. I think one of the other unique challenges is team ministry. You know, we have a lot of LCMS congregations and congregations in general, just Christian churches, that are small and have one pastor or one church worker, or maybe two. And that can feel isolating in and of itself. But for our workers, I'm using air quotes. This is a podcast; they can't see that. You know, are working alongside a pastor or working alongside a pastor and other workers. They you know, there's a forced team ministry that's happening there. Sometimes it can go very well. Sometimes it struggles. And that's a legitimate thing that happens in church ministry. We're all Christians, but we're also all sinners. And so I think one of the things, you know, Tyler and I are going to be talking about on this is, you know, how do you work in that team ministry? And, you know, how, again, you know, Pastor, or I just called you Pastor, Tyler, we're going to want to bring in pastors. I think that's where I was going in my head. Who have really excelled at spearheading team ministry, but also bringing in our own, you know, commissioned and special ministers who have seen different sides of that team ministry. And that's just a, you know, a positive example of something we can do with this series, we hope.
So one of the cool things that really shines and shows in what you do here is that you both have a passion that really comes through. What are those blessings and those things that you love about your job?
For me personally and zeroing in, I think the things that are my bucket fillers, right, is I love having fun with the people I'm serving, whether it's middle school students or high school or even college students or even like on the men's retreats, right? When you can connect with your members and non-members, just people that your members are bringing in and have fun together celebrating your faith, if that makes sense. And it doesn't always have to be during a message. It doesn't always have to be during worship, right? But like sitting around in a Christian community, and sometimes those opportunities around a campfire or on a trip or talking in the back of church is when they're like, hey, I want to share this with you because we're having fun together, because I care about you, because I think you'll listen. Like, so kind of having fun together with the segue into it allows opportunity. When people can have fun with you, they actually feel more comfortable with you. And then real ministry can happen where they can open up and be a little bit vulnerable. I think that, and then I absolutely love working with other professional church workers. I just love it. I love when we get to retreat together and we get to share our joys and our struggles and share ideas. And that's why I want to do this with Luke, because I love meeting people who are doing the same stuff I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, so I think those are some of the joys that I'm getting.
Yeah. Luke?
Interestingly, I think I can springboard off of both of your things there, Tyler. You know, the first one, like, for me, not just having fun, but I mean, that is a part of it, absolutely. But it's mm-hmm. it's that building relationships over a long period of time. I'm as you asked that question, Jeff, and as Tyler, as you were talking, I immediately thought of just a couple of weeks ago. It's weird because a parent came to me and they were kind of struggling with something, and yet that brought me joy. I hope that doesn't sound weird, the relational, the conversation we got to have about something that's there's happening in their middle schooler's life and something that's happening in the school system there, they trusted me enough because I've known them for years now, and so I'm not joyful that they have to deal with that, but I'm joyful that we're able as a community of believers to walk through these things together. You know, and whether it be fellow church workers, you know, as Tyler was saying, or it be the, you know, the parents that are here at the congregation, being in that community together and facing, you know, whatever it is the world's throwing at us together, that brings me joy. You know, just a second thing would be, churches partnering together on whatever the ministry is. You know, our congregation is partnering in our, you know, sort of semi-weekly youth group with two other congregations in the area, because we're all small congregations, but we see the value of bringing all the kids, the youth, whatever, together for an event. And so if I only have two youth, but they've got five and the other one has eight or whatever, that's a huge core number that otherwise we wouldn't have. And that could be anything. It'd be youth, it could be men's ministry. You know, the more our congregations can work together, I think it's huge because it's kingdom work. It's not just Grace Coopersville's ministry. It's God's ministry. And that's a beautiful thing when we can work together.
And both you guys hammered it home, and it's no revelation, right? It's the relationships. That's what kind of, absolutely, brings out the passion in all of us to do this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Planning events or fundraisers, I'm sure you both have done plenty of that. I know this. I'll put you on the spot since you talked about tricks and tips. Go ahead, give us one out that might be out there, might be yours, or it might be someone else's that you want to steal. That's fine too, but give us a good one.
All right, go ahead, Tyler.
All right. I had a great college professor who was a pastor and a missionary, Dr. Feiertag. He taught at Concordia, Wisconsin for years. He hates fundraisers, and he taught us this in our class. He said he got his first call to this congregation, went there, and the fellowship hall was just full of like six different fundraisers and all this stuff. And he was always a big believer in, if the church is going to support the youth, if the church is going to support people, we don't want a nickel and dime, right? Like that. And so my favorite fundraiser, it's still a fundraiser, but it's partnering with your congregation, your pastor, saying, hey, we love our students. Let's not sell you pizzas. Let's not sell you you know, a little chink, whatever, a lily or whatever, flower, or whatever it is. Let's do this envelope board, which a lot of people know about the envelope board, right? I love the envelope board. And it's just a board of 1 to 100 or 1 to 120, however many envelopes you want. You have it in the back or the front of the church. But with that, you can't just put that there and be like, all right, grab an envelope. And like, it's whatever the number on that envelope is. If it's 72, you return that envelope with $72. Super simple. And some people get upset because like, well, the youth aren't working for it. They're not, you know, getting dirty, doing a fun, like whatever. But I'm like, yeah, but you guys just paid to refinish the pews. You didn't work for that. And so part of it is like, now don't get me wrong. The youth are at that board and they are telling you that I coach them like, you have to answer every question that I ask about what this money's going towards, right? That's their involvement. But I think sometimes it needs to say like, hey, we'll do a fundraiser for the youth and the youth will be present, but we either want the congregation, and you got to work this with your pastors, but it's like, let's support our youth and we'll do this fundraiser just as a placeholder for them to do that, instead of we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to sell this, we're going to do that. Now, gathering years are a little bit different. You got to be a little bit more creative and then tapping into their non-church fundraising. Mm-hmm. But that's what I would say. I love the envelope fundraiser. Most people know about it, but the important part about it is selling your church staff, your church leadership on, are we here to support the youth? And I've done it for college. I raised $30,000 for our college ministry over 3 weeks doing an envelope fundraiser because we sold that vision, right? Of the mission trip we went on, and we did it every year. So Luke, I might've took yours, but.
No, it's all good. I had thought of that one actually, and it is a good one because it, you know, I don't think our church is unique in this, that there are so many people who want to financially support, but mm-hmm. they're not, just like you were saying, Tyler, they're not interested in, can I just donate money? Do I have to take the pizza or whatever it is? Yeah, definitely. I'll go a different route. You didn't specifically say fundraiser, Jeff, you just said tips and tricks. I'm going to say, one of the, trips that I've done with our youth at Grace, which has been the best one by far, is we do every 3 years we do a servant trip to the Creation Museum down in Kentucky, and they have traditionally had a house on site. It's got a bunkhouse in it, and so they will house our group for free. They don't have that anymore. So anybody listening to this, like, oh, sweet, they don't have that anymore. But there's so many Airbnbs down there, you can do something like that. It's just been an awesome trip because you get to serve for, you know, 3/4 of the day and still get to experience, like, the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter and stuff like that. It's just created, I mean, with just like with any mission trip, it's created that tight knit community, staying in the same house, making meals together. Then, you know, some of you get to serve in certain areas the same, and then come back and share what you did that day with the group. That's been an awesome opportunity. And just like with Tyler and his envelope fundraiser, it's sharing that story, then sharing mm-hmm. that narrative, that that vision with the congregation, with the families involved. That's huge. You know, I'd put that alongside the relational aspect, you know, Jeff, that we were discussing before. There's relationships. There's also sharing that story, that narrative, you know, what you're doing, but also what God is doing in the ministry that we're trying to do in the church. Well,
and the world. And Luke and I, we're going to disagree on some stuff too, and that's what I love. Like we're not experts.
We're not.
We know a lot of people. That we have different ideas, and we're, like I'm anti Easter breakfast. I'm anti Easter breakfast. Some churches you have to do the Easter breakfast, but my mindset is I want my youth with their families on Easter, not serving other people. Like I get. Serving, but there's other days I want us to serve, right? I just want to celebrate Jesus risen. And but some churches, oh, we got to do the Easter breakfast. That's our best fundraiser. We've always done it. And they love the community it creates on Easter. And they have 300 people who go to it. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense, right? But there's things like that that different churches, like, I'm anti it, but you might be able to twist my arm and say, oh, well, here's an opportunity where it is good. And so that's what I like, that Luke and I aren't always going to agree, and we don't agree with everyone else. And that doesn't mean it's right or wrong.
We actually agree on the Easter breakfast, though. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, yeah. Nah. You know, we've never raised very much money from that. It's more of a service thing.
Yeah.
And this year, we're just doing a continental breakfast. Nobody's making or serving anything. Yeah. But I'm with you, Tyler. Absolutely. Yeah. We will disagree on things.
Hint,
but
hint,
I'm right.
Are you listening? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's something Luke and I said. We're like, maybe we need to send this out to, like, pastors to just say, hey, but we also want to maintain our calls at our congregation, so we got to be careful.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Tyler and Luke, we'll see the vlog, The Professional Church Worker. It's coming soon. We'll be promoting it, the where and the when, so stay tuned to our YouTube channel, also our social media. We'll be all over that. We want to thank you guys so much for getting a chance to promote The Professional Church Worker. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
And thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.